receive attendance. Is there for sure here?
Is it the attendance?
He told me before, he already knows what he missed.
Bisschen, was es scheich zu dann jenen, zu schmei. Und der Pelle. Maß wie Kloi ist der Eberste. Quelle der Messias, der das neue Ritual, der Stein. Und der a human being, und das, und Balguf, mit dir zu hören, mit alles. He can be mismatic, terror could be nichnas, can be nickname. And most of it on. And when Mela, a ganze Zugang to the terror, the life of blibes, something that's me'iver akoichus, me'iver, the Seder Ateva. Last week we saw, and Mela, Titsomikach, Bitochen is a Tnai, Keduma, Hashem Birch Savarabba, Titochen is a Tnai. Keduma to Torah, because the Tochen is that same koyach that a mensch needs to be able to be kayim and to continue to be kayim me'iver his hasogos, me'iver the hasog of the seichel. And we saw that's the whole nekuda of the Torah. The Torah is always gonna hit a mention in the nekuda that's a clash with his natural seder. It's tibiyus dika koiches. That the tachlis of the Torah, instead of a mevruchim, to change a person. In Chayzer Magish, we said last time, very, very choshev, we've been talking a lot how the Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to make a mensch hecher. And my father, the pshat is, the Torah is not coming to tell a mensch, it's alim from his koiches. Big chilek. Never are we going to say to ignore the teva, ignore the teva, ignore the koiches. That was Taka the Taina of Malachim. Malachim Taka Taina, Torah doesn't have any Malachim down here. It doesn't have any Shaykhis to the Teva. It doesn't belong to Bnei Adam. It's not Shaykh to Bnei Adam. It's Shaykh to Malachim. It's Shaykh to people, to Briyas that are Al-Tivi. But that was the Chorach. That was the Chiddush of the Eibishter, the Chorach. That was Mechuvin Meikar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Torah is supposed to be Nichlas B'toich Gvula Yisah Teva. The Eibishter recognizes the Teva. He recognizes the deficiencies of our guf, all of our limitations, our handicaps. We spoke about last week, the last 2 weeks, the handicaps, the hagbolis of the Teva. Avada, the Torah, the Eibishter versteht es. Afal became the Torah, the Farang gained into unzeri marechet, the marechas ativis, into the guf. And the Torah in the guf is supposed to be able to be meirin, like the state versteht in the Mishnah Novas, meramtoy akol hamaisim. The point is, the Torah is supposed to be able to take away the hagabolus of the Teva. Teva, we're mukbah to the Teva. We're mukbah. We saw last week, the Teva. Teva puts a person boundaries. And Kenesh Anriar, and he can't fathom. We always say, can't be masig. Can't be masig. Your seichel can't be masig. That nekuda, that we're meshubid, and we're mukbah lagami to the Teva, that's what the nekuda, the Torah is supposed to stretch us out. It's supposed to be meraimim us. The Torah has to be meraimim us. And it's a constant struggle, because we're bali tivim, the Torah, Kum se machen uns hecher. I want to be mamsha tonight, straight into the avodah zarim, a little bit of Matan Torah. Chag HaShavuos. Nakuda, that's mamsha hemshech. I'm edgish, Chazal say, if the pasuk of the fear mehar parah. Chazal says, the Klal Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, went off to go with Chayzer, l'kol umis, and he offered them the Torah. This is a free, the Shein is a free. Kshinigla Hashem al Yisrael, l'osei isa Torah. Halach Eitzel b'nei Eisa. First he went to b'nei Eisa. L'hem ha-bachar. Om le mekabam ha-term ha-tera efshar. Om le maksim be? Om le mlo yisirtzach. Om le fonav, riboyne shalolam. Boyne shalolam. Kol atzmoy shal oisei aviyem ritzeach hoya. Kol atzmoy shal oisei aviyem Eisov ritzeach hoya. What does it mean, kol atzmoy shal oisei? Kol atzmoy means the ganze mohus. Of Esav wasn't Mitzvah. It wasn't like a mole. Esav was a Mitzvah of somebody, you got him upset, he killed him. He had a certain Teva, Cyrus HaNefesh, you want to call it, Chvesnish was, but Mitzvah, he made Atzmusa, so he was a Mitzvah. Vakach, if Tichai Oviv, Vachar Bachatichia, that was his first bracha. So Mamela, the Torah is a steer to the Mitzvah of Esav. Steer to the hands of Mitzvah of Esav. Avada, can't be Kabbalah's Torah. Hulchay, it's Al-Aman and Moyah. Only Maxim, like Sirov. Zelbatain, I'm going to call Atzma, shall ever let him. Right? I'm going to Moiv Kinir, the Metsius was, they were promiscuous, they were perverted people. Erva, they were Chefzan Erva. They lived in that. Steer. Halacha Matzah B'nai Yishmal, I'm going to call Atzma, shall ever let him. I'm going to call Atzma, and the Hemshech LeMedrash, the state that with the Klai Yisroel, and Klai Yisroel is an Asim Nishu. But the Shaila, it's kind of the Sach Shaila, at the end of the Shaila, about Shira Mincha, Raya Leibzins, Fretas, and Shira Mincha. For Hashem has the Shaila, the Chayra, and the Erter state, the Pshat, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Taka trying to give a chance to the Umas, a Pischan Peh. So what's for a Pischan Peh? We had the Ein of Vest. You want to be machir to somebody, the Indian. You want to start off from the shverest zach. They wish to pick the one sivui that was the total antithesis, the total stira gemur, the biggest clash with the mitzias. That's called yifavali. You mavriach anybody. You start off with that. Start off with the leichte zach. The face. Start off with the normal zach. And eventually, ad heichen advar magim is up. Biggest bizloit zirza. I was like, hey, someone. That's called giving the Torah. Shai. We want to get to Nakuda. So let's learn up a little bit. The Sugya of Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Klal Yisrael and they said, Nasa Mishma. Tell them, Makar Mimarachin El, Siyadua, Nechak HaShavuos, Abba Aleinu, Bukarav. So we had the Yar, that Matan Torah, then Ne'oz, Matan Torah, and the Kabbalah Sater, we said, Eibishu was a Matan Torah, it's an Unz, it's given a Kabbalah Sater. So the chiyuv is a yom is to make a kabbalah sater every year. A kabbalah sater, the musik of a man turn, a kabbalah sater. Kabbalah sater, a kabbalah sater, a commitment to kabbalah sater. So vada, the hearts of the kabbalah sater, the nasa v'nishma. V'nasa v'nishma, kal yisol. Higdimu nasa v'nishma. Sorry. We'll try to learn up a little bit. It's kamba, obviously, kamba nekudas, but a little bit, and avoid the dike. Gisha, Tugang, what was the Nakud of Nasa Nishma? So state in the Gemara, two members in the Gemara of state like Nasa Nishma. Gemara state, Amar Belazer, B'shoshe, Shabbos Peches, B'shoshe Gdim Yisrael Nasa Lemishna, Yotzis Abaskal V'omr Lehem, Mi Gila Labonai Roze, Shemalochi Yosh Mesham Shemai. Tichsiv, state, Vegen Malochim, Borchu Hashem Malochov, Giboy Rei Koyach Oysi Dvoro, L'shmoya B'kol Dvoro. Then pasuk bereisha oise, they're oise dvaroi. Today they do dvar l'shmoya b'kol dvar. Oise v'ad l'shmoya. That is the name is munach the rose from akdomas nasa l'mishma. Bush tein the gemara. The second klai yisrael nasa l'mishma baskel belted out mishamayim. It said mi gil l'bonai rose, mi gil l'bonai rose shemalchem shemal. Bush teito. Shteito on the tzuris of the shmaitz before the havona. Tzuris of shmaitz shteito. That Hagdomas Nasav Nishma belongs to Machal Malach Yesharus. It belongs to Malach Yesharus. It's not a menschliche Gezach. It's not something. It's not a madriga that a human being can have. So if we misad the Rabbi from Zul, with their binyan abyssal, or we're selling off the states up, may kara the ganze matan Torah be'etzem de'ibishto kum se gemenunze ha-shamayim, a Torah was the shamayim de'gazach. The Torah is coming to give us the zach, which the malachim say, the Torah hot nishkin shayches do, it's the shamayim. But the ibishto was mechadish, that he's going to give us the Torah. But state that should vayt. What's the koyach ha-mekayim the Torah, that Torah, that be'etzem doesn't belong here, it's out of this world, doesn't have any shayches in this world. The koyach ha-mekayim ha-Torah, which is hagdom nasim nishma, vayter is the malachim de'gazach. You want to hold the Torah? You have to use a craft. You have to use a device, a tachsis that belongs to the Malachim. That tachsis is called Nasa Nishma. That's the first thing I want. Nasa Nishma is Be'etzim also. It's taka azach, which is hecher from Koich HaSa'odom. But that's, if you're dealing with Torah, that's you have to use Nasa Nishma. Noch a Gemara. Skip up. So Gemara. Shvetah, the famous vikuach between Rav and Tzduki. Stay in the Gemara Maisa. How it's Tuki, the Chazi of the Rava, was when it's Tuki, the Tzur Rava, Kama'ayim Bishmaitza, it was Tivarayim in the Sugya. The Yosva Etzbosa Dida, Etzbosa Dida, Tusei Kar, the Kama'ayitz, the Kama'avin, the Etzbosa Dom, states, it's not called the Mtzias, but it's sitting with his fingers, tucked under his legs. Why? His fingers are being crushed. I don't know if it was a stone bench or something like that. I don't know exactly what the Mtzias was, but it was being crushed. Adkidei Kachel was pushing, oozing this lashon demar, was oozing down, was oozing blood out of his fingers. Rav is sitting in Shemai, sitting tofus in the sugya, and his fingers pushing, oozing down. So, try to picture this sight for a second. This stuki, this worldly stuki, comes and sees Rav. He sees this sight and he says, "That's retarded." Excuse me. What's going on? He's sitting here, doesn't know what's going on. He's oozing. It's not like he's like a little bit bleeding. He's oozing down out of his fingers. Stay in the Gemara. And Tzduki said, "I see here a hemshich to my manar sinai. Omale, I'm a psiza. They can yisu pumaychu v'naychu." He said, "I see a wilde folk, a wilde nation. What's going on? Wild people. They can yisu pumaychu v'naychu. Akati bepach suzaychu kaimisu." He saw it's a trace, he saw it's a hemshech to the wild kite of Klal Yisrael that they had b'shas when they were machtim, nas v'nishma. And Rav is being mamshech though. B'reishi boi l'chom ha'mishma. So you should first listen to what the Eibush had to say, see if you can handle it. He wants a gablisi, he goes, look, gablisi. That was the time of the story. That was the time of the spooky. So anyway, he had a tiny, that's an aviseinu b'har Sinai, that's a tiny diet stuff, Rav. Plus, and them Rav, Amalei, nay, got it all wrong. You think we're wild, do be scroll. Anan de saginan bishleimusa. We going b'tmimus, shleimus means tmimus, Rashi Taj stuff. Ksibban tumas yishorim tanchim. By us, we go b'tmimus, we're going to go gleich. Tumas yishorim tanchim, it's going to lead us in the right way. Hani inish de sagin balilusa. You go on your krumkite. Calls it the ksibu yukrumkite. Ksibu vasilah boydim yishodim. Your krumkite's going to destroy you. That's what they're saying. I'm trying to tie up a little. What's the Rikuach over here? What's the Rikuach over here? I'm trying to Rikuach as I say. The Gemara shade that Rav told Stuki that he was saying Krum. But the Emes, the Parsha tribe, Stuki was tying. If you look at it from the base medrash of Teva, the base medrash is called Teva. The base medrash is not worldly, logical. The base medrash where logic and rationale reigns. That's the Kaveya. But Stuki was saying Etzim Zach. He was tying. Tying something that anybody, any salesperson, any person, any yoyitz would tell you, poshnezach, klal gadol. If you want to take on something, if you want to undertake something, you want to take on something, the rules in the world of Teva is, everything's about compatibility. You have to first make a bedikah, check the kelim, check what you have, check how much you can handle, and then you take it on. Your wife calls you up tomorrow and says, "Yeah, I took a job from 9 to 11 in Tel Aviv." I'm still supposed to be learning in the mirror. The kids are going to be going to Gans and Ezra Bechemet. 9 to 11. Too. No, I took a work it out afterwards. So you go buy a car. You buy a car, come home. It's a 5-seater. You have 10 kids. You work it out afterwards. What do you mean? Figure out how many kids you have. What's going on? It's a klal gadol in the Olam HaTeva. You first figure out the kelim. Figure out how big you are. Don't buy a suit and afterwards fit into it. Figure out. Measure yourself. If it works, you buy a suit afterwards. It's like it is. That was the stuki of Tani. Klal Yisrael, Peshas Mantar, they took on a commitment that was real. Kabbalah means a Kabbalah. Kabbalah means I'll try. Kabbalah means Kabbalah. Now I'll try. Commitment. This Mechuvah, a Kabbalah. You're a Kabbal, something you have no idea B'chlal if you can handle it. Befranetz the Torah. Rava was Mamshechis. What was Rava doing? Rava threw himself into an engagement. What was he was learning? I don't know if the Stuki understood what they were all about. But his body can't stand on what he's doing. His body's not able to hold up, to halt up. And what he's doing, his body's breaking down. It's breaking down his body. Look at it. His fingers oozing down. What's going on? Vild. What do you mean, vild? You're mufka. You're mufka from the standpoint of Teva. This is mufka. And the emes is, from the standpoint of Teva, again, coming anybody from Harvard or Princeton, what kind of this time is. And it's bar. It's choyk. Loyal. Wow. Abba Rava said, making a toys gomer, why? Because this vilt is not just the tibiyus tikkun vilt, it's the Eibishter vilt. And the Eibishter can give him the Torah, and the emes in this world lies in the Torah. And then from the vantage point of the Torah, from the cook of the Torah, when you come to taina, whatever says, you're tiny krum, you're tiny narishkeit, you're mufka, you're krum, you're mesulah, you're okum. When you're coming to understand the Torah, does Torah have anything to do about Teva? Does it have anything to do about Kalim? Does it have anything to do about what your Kalim are? Torah is a Shemayim deGezach. Torah has nothing to do with the Medida of Kalim over here. To understand better. What's the Torah that the Shiloh has? Why? Go back to the Medrash. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell each one of the Umas Olam the thing that most clashed with them? Is why? The answer is going back to the first line we spoke about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't coming to give them Chachma. When he went to offer the Umas Olam, they have Chachma, they still have Chachma, he was coming to offer them Torah. What's the difference between Torah and Chachma? The difference in Torah and Chachma, as we spoke about last week, is that what Baruch Hu said. Torah is coming to change the person, that's what Torah is. Torah is not coming to make you a little smarter, a little wiser, giving you a few more ideas. Torah is coming to take you, hit you, in the exact point where you are, mitzat teva, this is you, and I can't change. I've been smoking like a chimney for 25 years. Torah is coming to take you, hit you exactly at that point, and Torah is coming to mishane at the mensh. To make him me'aver his koichas, ha'odom. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I'm giving you Torah, yeah? Torah is coming to take that guy who's a ritzeya, Pashut is a vildechayel. The Torah is coming to make him a little bit, maybe not mahapach, he has his koich, he has to use him another way, but imagine this person. The person, not in the person. Maximbo! They made the toys. That was the toys of the Umas Olam. That was the toys. What's Maximbo? Because the Shbohu comes and says, I'm giving you Torah, which is Me'al, Me'evi Yokoichas. They said Maximbo. What does Maximbo mean? Maximbo means, because the Shbohu come to my court. I want home court advantage. Let's check out what's doing by me. That's what Maximbo means. Maximbo means, you're coming to give me Torah. Let me check out what's doing by me. Let me figure it out. Let me see. You're coming to give me a mitzvah of Lashon Hara? Let me see. I'm able to control my mouth? I'm not able to control my mouth. Forget it, it's finished. It's not going to work for me. What does Maksivbo mean? Maksivbo is a steer of the Torah. Maksivbo means, let me go, let's check out what's doing in my tibious dick world, in my tendencies, in my habits, in my natures, in the way I think, in my logic. That's a steer of the Torah. Maksivbo is a seal of the Torah. It's a seal of the Torah. Someone who's stuck. Someone who's stuck and entrenched in his tibia's dicker world, he's mufka from Torah. And this is exactly the opposite. This is what Klal Yisrael did. This was Nasa Nishma. This was the soil of Nasa Nishma, which is a malachi Yashor as the Gazan. Nasa Nishma was that I will mafkiya myself from Torah. I have no idea how I'm going to do this. I have no idea how I'm going to do this. No idea. I got to learn with this guy. He's pounding. He's got his head in the Gemara for 4 hours. I can't sit in my seat for more than an hour straight. No idea. No idea. I'm taking it. I'm committing. The state. Nasa v'nishma. Committing. I can't control my mouth for 20 seconds. I can't control my mouth. I know about everything and everyone in the world. Let's say lechrocha. I'm in Makabo. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Nasa v'nishma. What is Nasa v'nishma? They had no idea. Nasa v'nishma means we're going to go beyond our koiches because we're realizing we're not being Makabo something that's right now mitzad us. It's something that's hecher from our koiches. That's what Nasa v'nishma is. Frech z'chashayim. How did Klal Yisrael do that? How? Where did they get the Koichas and Nefesh? They were boss of a dumb. They were boss of a dumb. Klal Yisrael was boss of a dumb. Where did they get the Koichas and Nefesh? to act like Malachim Taka. How? Again, it's not just verstehen. A Kabbalah is a, we don't really know what a Kabbalah is. A Kabbalah is an Ernst Zach. They made a Kabbalah, Master of the Nation, to do something that Be'etzim, right now, with their holding, the Zichr not holding by there, and they don't know if they can hold it there. Fi the Kalim, it's Me'ev the Kalim. How? Weird. How did they get the Kreichas? So there's no Rashi. Rashi, so try. Follow the Rashi. Rashi, if the Gemara, the Rashi Zok, the Saginan Bishlemus, the Zok Rashi, they use the Koyach of Tmimus. Salachnu me betoim leiv. Tmimus is, in other words, is bitochen. Salachnu me betoim leiv. Kederach oise me ava, listen to Rashi. Visamachnu alov, shaloi yitanenu bedover, shaloi nucha lamoy boy. Rashi lavorns this nekuda. Rashi state avada. It's a pelde gazach. You're taking something that's hechev from you, but they had bitochin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wouldn't give them something that they wouldn't be able to stay by, to stand by. They had bitochin. This is the koyach you need in order to make an Asa Mishnah, the only way you can do an Asa Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you something you can't. What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checked out Klal Yisrael, and they saw they could be, they're already holding in a matzev where they can mekayim kol haTorah? No. It means like we're talking the whole time. In the Torah, leaks the koiches to extend us, to verbreiten us, to make us hecher. We had betochen that with the Torah, maybe that's the tal shel chiyah of Torah. Shtein the Torah, there's a tal shel chiyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a tal shel chiyah. It's a lashon more before. It gives you the koich and the chiyas to be able to be miskayim in the Torah, even though it's me'aver your koiches, means your koiches change. But again, at the point of exception, your entire mitzias, like you are in Bahayoyim Hazeh, is a one grois a clash with the kiyum of the Torah. It's one grois a clash with the kiyum of the Torah. And you need to use koyach betochen, like we spoke about last week. Betochen is the ability that the koyach hasanefesh, your seichel and your lev, that is doubting yourself 15 million times. How am I going to accomplish this? It's not going to work. Push it. Can't. Your seichel and lev, there's a koyach betochen that goes in the Eivir your hasogin says, there's a koyach out there called the Eivishter. And the Eivishter, a given a Torah, and the Torah has a koyach to take me places where I cannot right be nigga masik. I can't be masik now right now. But it can take me places where I can't be masik. This is the sugya of Asa Nishma. And the etzim is the sugya that we have to do in shuls. Asa Nishma is mechayev. The person makes a kabbalah. Everybody knows, I spoke about last week, the etzim, if you don't feel that there's something, there's a chilek of Torah, chilek of Torah, whether it's Teresa's halacha, whether it's hanhogas haTorah, nasmoda, v'chule, keeping, whether it's not in yoni precious, different things, in yoni benon machavera. If someone doesn't feel koyach, there's a chilek of the Torah which is fluttering in something that's friction with his koyches. He's not learning Torah. He's not holding Torah. That is Torah. That is the nekuda of Torah. You have to find one nekuda. Don't find 15 nekudas. 15 nekudas isn't even knowing your Torah. You have to find a nekuda where you know. And the Torah is flooding from something in there. Right now, it's a grace of friction. You've got the times of struggle. And daf machan anasam nishmaftem. Daf machan anasam nishmaftem. This is the yisoid of Kabbalah, of masam nishmaftem. This is what masam nishmaftem is. You have to make, and where are you going to get the shrent to do that? This is the Rashi. This is the shrent of Rashi. Don't ask Maksivba. Tamimli, I speak my own experience. If you would ask me Maksivba when I was 19, it was at least 150 things that I do today that I wouldn't have been able to imagine in a million years that I'd be able to do. The Torah has koiches to mashana mesh. The Torah is a hechah for the mesh. Don't box yourself into where you are. Where you are, you can't handle it. Either you can't handle what you know you have to do to, for your wife. You can't handle what you know you have to do for your chavrusa. You can't, sometimes a lot of people's chazar. A lot of people chazar is giving them dumb. Some people, they know they have to chazar, but push it. Eats the kishkas away, Pasha. It's against the teva. It's against the teva. They know that's what they have to do. It's against the teva. Can't. Some people stack too far. That's not the point. You have to find something that's within your tchum. But everyone, they have an akuda. They can have an akuda. The Torah is further on something. They know deep down. And right now, it's maybe the koiches. This is Nasa Mishma. This is what Klal Yisrael did. And this is the ganze chefza of Torah. This is where Torah, it's not Stam Chochmah. This is the Nekuda of Torah. You want to be a Makabal of Torah, you have to be able to do this Nasa Nishma. What a fear is. Until now, we're speaking about the Machayev. What's further from one's Torah? What's further from one's Nasa Nishma? What's his Nasa Nishma? an opportunity, a grace opportunity. One time of the opportunity. In fact, Shavuos, the Sherish of I heard Talmidim of Talmud from Shushan Pinkus over. Well, because I, before Shem asked, and again a medrash to be bought. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was chayzel kol ha'am, all the goyim, went out to all the goyim. And I know before Shem asked, what was Taka to have him here? Not sad, push a prostate, grub a goy, could sit down and learn. Learn Chazanish, learn around, and Rashba. But what was it sad? What was it sad? Torah is Taka, the Mufka. Torah is no Sheikhs to Goyim. Goyim are Mufka for Torah. He didn't even say it. He said, what was it sad? He said, I'm going to mocked him, we stole two Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Gemara says, the Torah is called Tushir. Higdol Eitzu. Higdol Tushir, for example, Shapasik, Chafavim Beis. Gemara state, Torah is called Tushir. Svei Pshat, the first Pshat, more famous. One Pshat, why Torah is called Tushir, Shia Torah Mateshas Koichi Shalom. Everyone knows that Pshat. Torah Mateshas Koichi Shalom. Inami, Svei Pshat, state in the Gemara. Torah is called Tushir, Mifnei, Shenitna Bechashoi. The steers in this Indian Chazal, but there in the Chazal, state in the Gemara, there was a certain Bechina that the Torah was given Gemara and still a hate. Because, well, the certain it was given Chashoi. Mifnei Hasotah, it's a Lashon Gemara. Mifnei Hasotah. Kadosh Baruch Hu hid man Torah from the Sotah. Rashi learns the Eitzahar. Yad Raman, the Talmid of Ben Yehuda, the learner Andrew Pshat. Yad Raman, Sanhedrin, Kol Olam Beis, Shneid. Ne'asotan means Makatra, Midas Adin. Not enough, the Eitzahar. Midas Adin means Midas Adin. The Torah was given the Midas Harachamim state in Yad Raman. Because Mitzan Midas Adin, there was no mocking for Nesina Zadar. What's Pshat? Dr. Pshem Shem. Shalom Tzu, he said. Pshat's like this, what we're talking about the Gansas. Mitzan Midas Adin, is there any mokum to bring Torah down to this world? Right. You're giving Torah. I mean, the greatest person in Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Adam. The Adam HaShalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Kivager, Ryan Kanevsky, picture me Mitzayah, the greatest mensch was no Shaykh. But from the vantage point of Midas Adin, the Adam is Mufka from Torah. How could you go give? You're giving Torah to mention? It's not Shaykh. It's Mufka Lagamri. It's Mufka Lagamri. If you want to say in other words, if you're in the base medrash of Teva, if you're a shadchan who works in the Olam HaTeva, you go out of business if you made the shidduch. If you made the shidduch between Adam and the Torah, it's a lot worse than a shidduch between an Israeli and American. It's a lot worse than that. Much worse. The shidduch between Torah and Adam is poshut Mufka Lagamri. It doesn't work in the world of compatibility. It's no shaykhus. The Torah says, there had to be Nishadish, Torah had to be cool, no, Mitzan Midas Arachim. Midas Arachim comes and it bends the rules and it says, I'm not going now with Midas, and then we're not going with any compatibility. We're not going with protexias, we're not going with schusim, we're not going with things that fit, we're not going with cheshbanis, we're not being matin things. We're not trying to work out what stims with kalim, what works. Do you have room or you don't have room? Is it a 15-seat van or is it a 20-seat? No, we're not working with kalim b'chalal here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Torah b'matona, who's up to Shimshin. Once, we're not going with rules. A guy could come just as much as he is. Sharp as Achi said, and stand alone this. If you're going in the world of compatibility, there's no difference between. As far as a yid is, this, as much as a yid is a different breed than a guy. But in the world of compatibility, how compatible Torah is, it's not nitfas, the chil between a guy and a yid. It's not nitfas. 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 Lu'umas the Eibushta, you take a difference between Oyd Melech HaBoshen and me. It's not nitfas a difference. The Eibushta, the contrast, the Eibushta is so big that the difference between an ant and a person is it doesn't register. Mitzad Midas Hadin, Mitzad what makes sense, Mitzad logic. A Yid is not any more roi for Torah than a good. So once a Kadosh Baruch Hu is kilu bending the rules, we're not going with rules, we're not giving Mishra rules. A guy can't rank on this proceed. Why? Because on this opportunity, one year round. One time a year, which is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down Torah to the Elyonim, to the Tachtonim, I'm sorry, he had to bend the rules. He had to mafkiya midas adin. He had to mafkiya midas adin. There's no thing. In order for me to make Torah something processable, something accessible, digestible for this world, everyone's always. What's the only t'nai? And there's no Israel. What's the only t'nai? There's one t'nai. Don't ask Maksivpa. That's the only t'nai. There's no rules. The only rule is, that if you start making a compatibility, you start checking out what works for you, then you can't come right. You can't come right tonight. Not Torah. I'm giving out Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was 1 year. He's giving out Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was making the Torah. Anyone who just comes and says, I want Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he's not going to check it out, he's not going to make Cheshbonis, he's not going to be B'dikas Shaduchim, he's not going to check you out of his Mizbeach, nothing, he's going to check you. But the one mistake don't make is Maksif. You have to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to be an Asur Nishmet of Yid. That's the one tonight. Because this is the sugya. Because the Ebrish is giving you something, the Maisa, which is a Shemayim Dekazach. It's a Shemayim Dekazach. It's something me'ever your Koychus. Don't try to stim it. And don't try to fit it into your Koychus. Realize the Torah is something that's coming. Maranam Toyo Kol HaMaisa. Rabbi Yossi said, Kami Yossi Yisra Shuka, Shemoli Torah, is what a Torah, Shemati Torah, and Yisra Mamti. It's the Varen HaHechra Mansion, and the rest of Mansion. Different person. Torah changed him. And every year, Kaneri realized that he came out under a different person. This is what the Torah is about. This is the chefs of Kabbalah Sater. Shul Bizoicha Bez Hashem. To prepare ourselves properly. The Ebbets Ataka. Make a richtige Kabbalah Amite Safasa Nishma Mishu Zoicha Bekadosh Baruch Hu. Shmi Maran Tonu Mikal Kalamais. Thank you.